Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
I made some wine. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad. I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. No, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Dr. Ivan Meisner back on the show. Yes, I know. I'm excited too. Yeah, it's okay. Settle down now. He's here. Don't worry. I told you he's here, and he's here. Ivan is the founder and the chairman of BNI, Business Network International, BNI.com, founded in 1985. It was a project for school that turned into an international sensation. I just can't even – folks, it's be hard to quantify. It's not going to be hard to quantify the actual economic impact they had in direct successes that BNI's had, but it'd be hard to quantify the impact it's had on people, on families. And I don't know anybody who's had more of that kind of a quality, positive impact on people around the world than Ivan Meisner. And what a legacy, Ivan. What a legacy for you. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Jim. I really appreciate that very much. We're very proud of what the organization has done. Last year, we generated $13 billion in business for our members. $13 billion. That's amazing to me.
And in the past, I've kind of talked a little bit about how the story I was sticking to was that a lot of this happened after you and I first met. I've done that in the past, but I'm not going to do that today. I'm not going to bring any of that up today, okay. Ivan. So you have a new book.
The international audience that we brought to your show.
Exactly. Who's in Your Room, folks? That's the new book. Ivan and a couple of co-authors, Stuart Emery and Rick Scipio, have written Who's in Your Room, the secret to creating your best life. Now, yeah. Ivan, I read a book called Passages by Gail Sheehy a long time ago. And she said when she turned 40, she said, no more BS.
Yeah.
And I was about that age when that happened, when I read that book. And my conversion of her advice was this. I'm going to start moving away from people and things who make me unhappy. And I'm going to start moving toward people and things that make me happy. And I've done a reasonably good job of that. Is this kind of what you're talking about?
Yeah. A little bit, but it's a little deeper than that in the sense that we first lay out the concept of the room, and then we give you a structure to curate the room effectively.
What is the room?
More than just... No, let's talk about that. So the title of the book is Who's in Your Room? So everyone who's listening, what I'd like you to do is to think for a moment. If you're not driving, sit down and just think for a moment about this concept. Imagine that you live your entire life in one room. And that one room has only one door. And that one door is an enter-only door. So that when people come into your room or into your life, they are there forever. You can never get them out. Now, you chuckle, and that's what most people do. They're like, oh, my God, OMG moment.
I'm laughing in a kind of a sick way, a lamenting laugh. Because it's true.
Right. Now,
it's true.
All those people
from my room just flashed in front of my eyes.
Yes, that's right. Now, a lot of people say, but that's not true. I can get them out of my life. But let me, it's more than a metaphor, and I'll tell you why. Because they may be out of your life, but here's another exercise for everybody. I want you to think for a moment, Jim, think for a moment, of one of those people that you let into your life that you wish you'd never done. And I want you to think about what that person did and how that made you feel. You got a name in your head?
Oh, yeah. I got a list.
Okay. List. I bet you a lot of people have at least one name in their head. So here's the deal. If they're still in your head, they're still in your room.
That's right.
Because they're in your, they're still in your life because they're in your room. They're in your head. And if they're in your head, they're in your life. Because every decision you make in the future will be based in some part on that experience that you have with that person in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so we argue that it's more than a metaphor. And there's brain science. Dr. Daniel Amen was kind enough to be interviewed. He talked about this. He talked about how the people that you meet throughout your lifetime, and if you create a relationship with them, their fingerprints are all over your brain.
Biomarkers.
You remember like those experiences.
They create biomarkers, don't you? You talk about that in the book.
That's exactly.
Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I'm going to push back on Ivan just a little bit, because some of these people that are not so great, you actually did learn something from them. So I'm going to ask him about that. Does it really apply to everybody?
Absolutely.
After the break, Who's in Your Room? That's the name of the new book. Ivan Meisner. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.